Greetings, this is Rick Rodriguez. The program is This Present Truth. My website is thispresenttruth.com. You can write me, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado 80502. Again, this is the This Present Truth program. This is part six or part five. No. Part six of the prophecies in the scripture that will be fulfilled in 2026. We are in a, you might say, a company of prophetic of prophecies. One is Donald Trump. His presidency will end this year. Vladimir Putin will take Russia to war in the Middle East, in the nation of Jordan. Turkey will also take military forces to the Middle East with Russia, to the nation of Jordan. Iran will also join Russia and Turkey. There will be some of the old Soviet bloc nations that will also send armies out of North Africa. You will have Libya, armies out of Ethiopia. They will all eventually center on the in the nation of Jordan and be destroyed in the late summer of this year. Once Donald Trump is no longer allowed to continue in the White House, Barack Obama will replace him. Barack Obama will be at the right place at the right time. He won't really, maybe not anything that he has planned, but God has a plan for the final seven presidents of the United States, which is detailed in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10 and 11. The final seven presidents of the United States. Jimmy Carter being number one, Ronald Reagan number two, George Bush Sr. number three, Bill Clinton number four, George Bush Jr. number five, Barack Obama number six, Donald Trump number seven, number eight will be Barack Obama. These prophecies, this prophecy in Revelation chapter 7 will occur this. That's just one prophecy in Revelation chapter 17. There are other prophecies in there that I'm not mentioning, but the main one is the riddle of the seven kings. The nations that I mentioned are in the book of Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. They are mentioned: Turkey, Persia, which is Iran, the nations of Libya and Ethiopia, Russia, Rosh, Magog, then other nations that are aligning themselves with Vladimir Putin presently to come with that army into the Middle East, starting probably most likely even now. Russia, whether they want to or not, must be a guard, a protector for these nations. Why? Russia has to protect these nations from the United States of America / the cabal, the Pilgrim Society in the city of London, which most of you have never heard of. There are two chapters of Pilgrim Society. One in the city of London, number two city of New York, New York City. These nations are basically at war with the powers of the West that are under the umbrella of Pilgrim Society. Do these two sister occult agencies or organizations know that Barack will return to power? I don't think so. Everybody is wondering who, and once Donald Trump is replaced, who will be able to replace him? They're thinking in terms of the 2028 presidential election in the United States of America, which will not occur. There will be no 2028 presidential election. I don't believe that there will be a 2026 election also, either. By that time, America, by the time of the election, the United States will have been, or the war, the Russian war, which I refer to it as a Russian war, Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, with all of the comrades, will be concluded, will be over, will be finished. And before the conclusion, even probably before the beginning of the Great Russian War with the other companies, the other nations, I believe that Barry Satoru will be back in power. He will already be in power. Probably after the first of this year, we will see the continued weakening of Donald Trump and his administration. It's being weakened, has been weakened already. The individuals that are in these positions in the cabinet, they are compromised. Patel, this is why Dan Bongino got out. He saw the corruption to the core. Pam Bondi, she's, don't think that she's squeaky clean. She's not. Most of them aren't. The only one is the press secretary. I forget her name. There are very few that are loyal to Donald Trump. If they are not loyal to the Democrat Party, if they're not loyal to becoming wealthy, having positions in the future, being part of secret societies, whether Jesuit, Skull and Bones, Freemasons, Rosicrucians, Jesuits, did I say Jesuits? If the Catholics are not loyal to the United States of America. Those that are in the Supreme Court are not loyal to the United States of America. In Congress, the Senate, those that are Catholics are loyal to the Catholic Church. The Pope, the present Pope, is anti-America, anti-Trump. He is pro-New World Order, one world government. He, the Catholic people, are deceived. They look to the Catholic Church for direction, to the Pope for direction, not realizing that the papal seat is vacant of a godly man. The man in that seat is not godly. He is appointed, like all the others, to rule the kingdom of Catholicism. You might say, I'll use this term, the Catholic Mafia. There is a Catholic Mafia in place. It would be just like the Mormon Mafia out of Salt Lake City. There's a Mormon Mafia. There is a Catholic Mafia. There is a Mafia within the Lutheran churches, Episcopalian, Anglican, Protestant-affiliated churches, even within evangelical Christianity. There are these religious which should be holy families in the kingdom of heaven who are loyal to the kingdom of darkness, doing everything within their power to destroy the godly nature of the seven lampstands in the book of Revelation chapter 1. They are doing everything possible to destroy from within true Christianity. Does that mean that the Catholics are victim to deception? Absolutely. Lutherans? Absolutely. You look at the seven churches in chapter 1 of Revelation, and then they're detailed in chapter 2 and 3. This year is going to be a eye-opening, supernatural year for the people of the world. But these seven churches, which are the personalities of each church, is presented in chapter 2 and chapter 3. The only church that basically, the two churches that basically have been faithful to Christ are Smyrna, the second church, and the sixth church, Philadelphia. All the others have been compromised from within. The adversary within, the devil deceiving the leaders of these churches within. And the Catholic Church has called for all of the main denominations to resist Donald Trump and his objectives while he is in office. They will be successful. Donald Trump, of the seven kings or the seven final presidents of the United States, is the only noble, is the only honorable and noble, a noble, honorable, and royal. He is royal, not in the sense of royal family, but as a true born-again Christian, he is a believer in Christ. I don't have time to detail why I believe that. But of the seven, he's the only individual that has resisted, along with Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping, the global order of a family, powerful family in the United States of America, and their friends called the Rockefeller Dynasty. Trump has destroyed the Bush Dynasty, the Clinton Dynasty, the Dick Cheney dynasty and internal, within the United States government, internal structure of power, going back to Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr. Trump and these men have resisted the Rockefeller objectives for the United States of America. This is why he is under the... this is why he's been attacked from the time that he became president in 2016. He was never supposed to become president. The powers in this country, they did not factor in that God himself decides what will happen. You cannot factor God out. You have to factor God in. I say in 2026, at the end of the year, when the coming president, the coming administration, signs an agreement with the nation of Israel, it will begin a seven-year period of tribulation. And in 2026, the natural world, we see everything with our eyes naturally, what we hear with our ears naturally, what we observe, this year, God is going to allow spiritual, supernatural reality to hit the world. Supernatural reality, demonic and godly and holy. This is in the Bible. This is what I say through my interpretation, accurate interpretation of what's coming this year. All of the demonic forces are going to begin to be exposed. And God has an answer to the children of the devil and the demonic forces that empower them. It's called the two witnesses in Revelation chapter 11. These two witnesses will operate supernaturally. It's not the whole body of Christ. It is not two Jewish, religious, long-haired Jewish men who are pious. No. It is the godly Jewish and godly Gentile people that God has had his hand on, has been training, has been, you might say, directing. They will be allowed to have a supernatural power, holy and righteous, because they are holy and righteous. I won't be able to detail everything in this hour, but at least I'll present it on this program today, 30th of December, 2025, Tuesday. I should have mentioned that at the beginning of the hour. This is the New Year's Eve, the 30th of December, 2025, Tuesday. Next year, God is going to reveal what is in the down the rabbit hole, supernatural things from God's heaven, like the miracles that Christ performed supernaturally. These two groups, they are a company of Jewish and Gentile Christians that have been faithful to God. I will discuss more in future programs about the spiritual, supernatural plan that God has with these two groups. They are born again. They are not natural. They are born again. They have Christ in them. And I'll have to mention the Constitution also. Well, the two witnesses, I need to mention them. I need to mention the Constitution, because America is going to eventually this year begin a campaign of a military campaign on the nations that will resist the coming administration's objectives. It's in the book of Jeremiah 51. This year, America, people, the Christian church is going to wake up to a great degree. The true believers will wake up to the fact that the United States is in the Bible, Jeremiah chapter 51. I'll go briefly over this chapter. It describes the hammer of the earth, a destroying, destructive wrecking ball. I'll go over this chapter briefly. You need to know what's coming in 2026. I'm going to present Jeremiah 51, the hammer, the United States of America. Before I do, today, Benjamin Netanyahu was in the United States visiting Donald Trump. And I know that he was going to request more military financing, military weaponry, more high tech, and he will get it. He has to. Israel must receive the best that the United States has to offer militarily, economically, politically, in every other way. We, whether people of this country, patriots, non-patriots, like it, irregardless, America and Israel in the time before Christ returns, once Israel becomes a nation again, because of the vote given at the United Nations by the United States, America is to take care of, help, assist Israel. There is a hidden plan, which in the next 7 years, where it's going to be made clear. Eventually, the United States will invade Israel. The next administration is going to deceive Israel and make an agreement with Israel to protect Israel. And we will betray Israel because the occult world in this country, the occult families in the United States, in Europe, in the Western world, they need Jerusalem to be the occult, eventually the occult center of the world. America will become an occult, devil-worshipping nation. But the plan has always been Israel is going to be the seat of eventually, supposedly, the rule of the devil internationally. It will not happen, but it won't happen. But still, eventually, Israel, the people of Israel that are not the true children of Israel, will want to make the seat of the devil, set it in Jerusalem, in Israel. And Benjamin Netanyahu, many are saying that he wants the United States to back him in an attack on Iran. That is not going to happen yet. The United States, Donald Trump, won't go along with that plan. He won't support that objective. Iran, again, is going to have its day on the battlefield with Turkey, with Russia, nations out of North Africa, in the summer 2026. But Iran's departure as a power in the Middle East is not yet. So, in Jeremiah chapter 51, the United States is mentioned in a code called Babylon the Great. And in verse 1, God says that God is going to send a death-dealing hurricane against the United States, a destructive wind is going to blow against this country. In other words, the wind that God sends, a destructive hurricane, and Donald Trump, to a degree, has been a wind blowing against the forces of darkness in the United States, but not the only wind. He's just part of the judgments that God will send against the United States. God is also going to send a army of illegal soldiers, which has been occurring, young men coming in to destroy the land from within. God is going to send another wind. Part of the wind can be interpreted as he is going to use people like locusts to come into this country to rob the United States of its wealth, of its culture, of its peace, to rob it of its peace. God is going to send and allow in this destructive wind that's coming. The people in this country that have been living at peace are going to be in a state of panic, worry, anxiety, but there will be no peace. This is coming in the 2026. It'll begin. And then through the following 7 years, beginning in the fall of 2026, the following 7 years, tribulation for the Christian people. Tribulation begins in the fall of 2026. Now, here's what it says about America. And once the new administration comes to power, it won't take long. And the new administration is going to take, will have a, how do I phrase it, is going to have a completely different read, attitude, actually a hostile attitude toward the nations. Here it is in Jeremiah 51, verse 20. God says, you Babylon, you United States of America, you are my hammer, my weapon of war. I'll use you to smash godless nations, use you to knock kingdoms to bits. I'll use you to smash horse and rider, use you to smash chariot and driver. So all of the armies of the world, the armies, their whatever they have in basically their militaries are going to be knocked, smashed to bits. I'm going to use you, Babylon, America, to smash man and woman, to smash the old man and the boy. I'll use you to smash the young man and the young woman. I'll use you to smash shepherd and sheep. I'll use you to smash farmer and yoked oxen, food supplies, cattle, sheep. I'll use you to smash governors and senators. So the rulers of the world are not going to be safe from the coming administration. The old man and the boy, doesn't matter whether you're young or old, male or female. I'll use you to smash men and women. This one is marriage, the marriage contract is not going to really matter to the wicked people of this country and to the armies of Antichrist. The young man and the young woman, man and woman. So, every part of society, from military to farming, is going to be a targeted by the United States of America. God says he is going to use America as a hammer to smash the godless nations. Even though we are godless and will be godless, God will still use America, even use America to punish Israel. I'll read verse 24. God says, I'll pay back America and all of the nations for all the evil things and the trouble and the disasters that are going to come upon Jerusalem. God is going to punish the United States. Verse 25, Babylon, you're a destroying mountain, but I am against you. You've destroyed the whole land, meaning Israel. I'll put my hand out against you. I'll roll you off the cliffs. I'll make you a burned out mountain. People will not find any rocks in Babylon big enough to take from your cornerstone, for your cornerstones. God is going to judge America to the point so severely that there won't be anything left to use for building. People will not take any rocks from you for a foundation, for a building, because your city will be like a pile of ruins, a desolation forever, says the Lord. Lift up a banner, a battle standard against the land. Blow a trumpet among the nations. Get the nations ready for battle against Babylon. Call these kingdoms Ararat, Mini, Ashkenaz. There was a time when the ancient Babylon was destroyed in this fashion, and these verses are explaining what happened to ancient Babylon and what will happen to the United States. Choose a commander to lead the army against Babylon. Well, at the final destruction of the United States, according to Revelation chapter 17, toward the end of the chapter, it says that the coming Antichrist is going to give power to 10 kingdoms. And the 10 kingdoms together with Antichrist, they are going to destroy America with fire. I'm just letting you know what's coming 7 years and about 9 months out into the future. So the commander of end of the age Babylon will be Antichrist. Bring many horses, bring all your weapons. Get the nations ready for battle against Babylon. And the governors and the officers and all the countries that they rule, these people should come to fight the United States. So the reason is because America will turn on Israel and God won't forget. And eventually, God will punish this country for the hardship America will bring on Israel in the years to come, starting next fall and the 7 years following. And through the rest of the chapter, up to verse 35, America did terrible things to hurt Israel. Now, what America did to Israel, let those things happen to Babylon. So, this is just a short recap of what's going to happen in the years to come. America will turn on Israel. America will invade Israel. America and Zionists that are not true Zionists, the occult Zionist movement will set up their occult, I don't want to say center, though it is a center, they'll set up their program, their occult program in Israel, in Jerusalem, in the holy city. This is blasphemy. This is a form, one of the greatest blaspheming. They're blaspheming God. God says that Jerusalem is his city, that Israel is his nation. And this is a form of blasphemy. They're basically saying, we'll say to God, no, we will use Jerusalem as our center of Satan worship. And they're going to basically blaspheme God to his face. And this is why they will bring all of their armies to Israel because they know already that Christ is coming to the Mount of Olives. He is coming. They will have all of the occult forces, witchcraft, as well as armies. They're coming to fight Christ with bombs and bullets and nukes, with new technologies. They're coming to fight him with occult power, through witchcraft, through blood sacrifice, every form of evil. This is the only way they believe that they are, these devil worshipers believe they're going to be able to keep Christ from returning, and when he returns, they're going to fight him openly. They think they can go to war with God openly, using the most sophisticated technology that they are playing with right now in the CERN there in Switzerland, and the facility between Switzerland and France. They're using satanic insight coming from deep in the rabbit hole to learn how they can use scalar power to fight Christ. And they're going to use this at Armageddon. They're going to try to defeat Christ with all that modern technology and with armies and with the occult, again, using every... It's very difficult to explain this. Every form of occult power that they will have perfected, they will use this witchcraft to attempt to defeat Christ, as well as using the most sophisticated forms of technology. And this is why in Revelation it shows Christ returning on horseback with armies following him. This is the book of Revelation giving you a picture of what is coming and the great war that will occur in the nation of Israel at the time of Armageddon, 7 years and about 9 months away from this program. This is the 29th. No, this is the 30th, I'm sorry. 30th of December 2025. This is what's coming next year. Because I'm short of time, I'm trying to cram, pack as much as I can into this program, possibly one more before the end of the year. I'll have to see if I can do one on the 31st. It's difficult to present this kind of a program because it's so, it may be so far-fetched, so unrealistic, that it's unbelievable. But I'm presenting to you my interpretation of what I see in the Bible, with the different prophets, what they have spoken about the time in which we live, what is coming. Like I have stated, Donald Trump is in the final months of his presidency. Barack Obama, again, he's going to be at the right place at the right time. I don't think he knows that it's his time to return to power. I think that it's just all of a sudden things are going to develop and there's going to be an opportunity for him to return, to step back into power. I know that with the Democrat democratic powers in this country and many of the occult people in this country that are involved in witchcraft and Satan worship, they would want Barack Obama to return. It's going to happen. I'm having a difficult time understanding how he would know that he is going to return to power, but he's going to be given that opportunity, like it said in Ecclesiastes 9:11. The battle isn't to the strong. The race isn't to the swift. Riches to men that have great wisdom. Honor to those that are very talented. But one thing happens to all of us, basically, being at the right place at the right time. And Barack Obama will be at the right place at the right time, and he will return to power. And one thing I did want to present before I forget is that Barack Obama and Bill Gates, they do not have a way. They will work together in the future. The two of them will work like the two-man volleyball teams or two-women volleyball teams. They will work together in the plans for America in the future. And they do not have the way. They're not in a position to set their table. I'll use that example. The table is being set for these two people. And the only person that can set that table is Donald Trump. He's the only individual that has the ability to set everything in place that needs to be set in place for Barack Obama and Bill Gates when they come to power. He's the only individual. He is basically working with Peter Thiel, all these very powerful individuals in technology. Donald Trump is actually setting the platform for the coming beast system. He is setting the table so that eventually Barry Satoru, Barack Obama, and Bill Gates will be able to bring in a system where you cannot buy and sell without a mark, without a number, without worshiping. They can't do it. They don't have the ability. They don't know. They know what needs to be done, but those duties are in Donald Trump's hand. Does Donald Trump know what he's doing? He's doing everything possible to keep America. America, he knows, is not going to exist unless he can change things. This country is over. We don't have the intellectual ability any longer with the younger people in this country that follow the baby boom generation group. They don't have the ability to run the country. They don't have the ability to manufacture. They don't have the skills needed to keep this country as a power in the future. Donald Trump, with what he is attempting to do, what he has attempted to do, was to set in place safety features to protect America going forward 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. It's too late. It is too late. This country is doomed. Whether the American people know it, understand it, or even want to believe it, it's irrelevant. America is already on the way to the landfill of history. As a country, we are already being moved out of the coming future for the nations of the world. I have talked on previous programs years ago about the BRICS system that must come into existence. The BRICS network of nations is going to be the alternative economic system in the world that is going to be separate from the Antichrist system. Donald Trump, he is doing what he can do to keep America economically powerful, to keep us as the leading economic power in the world through working with the BRICS nations so that they don't destroy the petrodollar, the system that was brought in. It was a brilliant plan by the Rockefeller family, along with a brilliant plan, the Trilateral Commission, along with all the other brilliant plans of the Rockefeller family. Donald Trump has basically contaminated or interfered with their plans, and they will never, ever, the families will never achieve world hegemony. They came very close to it, but they will never be, they cannot bring about world hegemony. There's a new financial system in the world. It is through the BRICS countries working with each other, staying out of the dollar, petrodollar, bond market of the United States of America. Donald Trump attempted to work with these countries, but God was not going to allow him to be successful, because Donald Trump is trying to keep the coming Antichrist system alive. And to a point, he will. But he will set up the technology and protect the technology in this country through the laws that were passed. You cannot do anything to interfere with this new AI program. The AI programs in the future. This is the prime objective of this present government and the government to come. Because without this new AI system, the coming administration in the last 3.5 years of its power will not be able to control people through the beast, this beast system in Revelation chapter 13, buying and selling. Trump has set the table for the coming administration. It will be there available when they come to power, Barack and Bill Gates of hell. It will be available for them. And we cannot stop it. Eventually, these two individuals will destroy this country, in my view, in my interpretation of what it says in the Bible. They will destroy America. This is more of a casual visit with you, just putting pieces together to make things logically to present a scenario of what you can see, what to expect. If you know what's coming, you can make future plans. If it were possible, everyone in this country that should get out of America. I will be firm in what I'm going to say here about the Jewish people, the true Jewish people. Run. Get out of America. You are not safe here. This nation is a nation of hidden anti-Semitic hatred. Get out of America. The Jewish people, in the true Jewish people, you are not safe. The Christian people, the born-again family of God's children, we are not safe either. But we are being told to hold fast and to eventually stand, prophesy against the evils of this government starting in the fall of 2026. But the Jewish people, Ramaswamy is a warning from God to the people in New York City, to the Jewish culture, to the Jewish religious world. Vivek Ramaswamy, not Ramaswamy. I got to get his name. I don't know why I had the name Ramaswamy on my mind. Zohran Mamdani. Mamdani was allowed to be the mayor in a sovereign by the sovereign hand of God to warn the Jewish community in New York City that you're not safe. You are in extreme danger. This individual is a warning from God to the Jewish people in New York City. He is not a friend of Israel, of Benjamin Netanyahu, or the Jewish people. He is an enemy, and this is God's warning, just like Adolf Hitler wrote Mein Kampf. It was a warning to the Jewish people of Europe. Mamdani is a warning to the Jewish people in New York City and to the people of the United States of America. The Jewish people in this nation are no longer safe. Jewish communities all over the country, LA, Colorado, Minnesota, St. Louis, Miami, Texas, every state in this nation, Canada, God is basically, there is a prophecy about a second exodus that will occur in the time before Christ returns. The second exodus is going to be the Jewish people from all of the nations of the world going back to the Middle East, especially out of Babylon the Great, out of America. And right now, I believe that that exodus is occurring and is going to occur in a much faster way. And not many Jewish people are going to realize what's happening. But another great shock to the Jewish community, major shock, is when Barack Obama returns to power. That will be a warning immediately to the Jewish people in the United States. Run. Run as fast as you can. Get out of America. Get out of this country. For those that understood the policies of Obama during his 8 years as president, those policies haven't changed. The target of the next administration with Barack Obama and Bill Gates is going to be the Jewish people and the Christian people and anyone who resists their policies, their plans, their objectives. We're moving into a time now of hardships, which are going to be difficult in the next year. But at the end of next year, at the end of 2026, for the Christian people, you'll understand what I'm saying. The great birth is going to be the birth of the tribulation. We're in the time of birth pains, of sorrows, of hardships, anxiety, of stress, a systemic stress in this country. And this just the indicator that something harsher, something more devastating is coming in 2026 in the fall. Tribulation. The tribulation, the birth pains are the warning that the child is going to be born. I liken the child to tribulation, a 7-year period of time of hardship that is going to be very difficult. You can go back and read what happened in ancient Egypt when the famine came during the time of Joseph, when he became the number two person in Egypt. It was his responsibility to use 7 years of great plenty to store up for 7 years of hardship. And the last 3.5 years of that 7 years was extreme. That is being played out and going to be played out again in the next 7 years and 9 months. 9 months from now, the world is going to give birth to a baby called tribulation. This is the only way I can give you a understanding of what's coming. We're not in tribulation yet. We're just in great distress. It's going to get worse after this year. The economic, what's happening economic in the how do I phrase it? What's happening, what has been happening for the last 2 weeks in the silver market in this country is going to be understood January 2nd. About a year from now or less, there will no longer be any gold and silver traders. There'll be no place where you can go and buy gold or silver, I don't think. By the time that Barry Satoru comes back to power, bullion traders are going to be extinct. You're not going to have a place to buy metals. I think what's going to happen is there's going to be just exactly what happened in Mexico over the weekend. Before here, about 3-4 days ago, Mexico nationalized the silver and gold operations in Mexico. When is the United States going to nationalize all of the silver and gold producers in this country? It's going to happen. When is the question? Everything's going to be nationalized. Now, I'm going to try to do one more program before the end of the year. But for now, God's great protection for this audience, God's great protection, God's peace, God's blessing on you, God's blessing in this coming, God's blessing in 2026 for you. ThisPresentTruth.com. ThisPresentTruth.com. You can write me, Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80501. Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80501. I will be back possibly for one more program for 2025. I'll have to wait and see. But for now, God bless you.